Whoever says money can't buy happiness clearly doesn't have my credit limit.
I may be cut from a different cloth, but it's top quality fabric. I renovate, elevate, and sometimes I instigate.
I can tell you're green with envy. And honey, green is not your color.
I'm loyal and I'm lovable, but don't you dare call me gullible. They say it's never too late to start over.
I'm still sweet.
I say starting over never tasted so good.
Hello and welcome to Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. Hi, Mariana.
Hey, Nathan.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm pretty tired, but I'm pushing through. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
you're good. Doing a show.
Yep, doing Sweeney Todd.
Nice.
Just ensemble, getting killed, but it takes it out of you.
Oh, fuck, I don't know how you do it, honestly. So many extracurriculars.
Oh, it's hard.
I'm just too much of a nana. I can't do shit on a school night. Fuck. All right, so taglines.
Yes, what did you think of them?
Well, after waiting 3 weeks for them, I'm highly unimpressed.
They were shit.
They were awful.
Not even like, you know how sometimes they're shit and there's one good one and you're like, that one was good. This is shit.
Like, probably the best one was Margaret's. I renovate, elevate, and sometimes I instigate.
No.
That's the best of a shit bunch.
Like, what you're rhyming. Like, that's what we've come
I'm
to.
I'm like, it's COVID. You need to step it up for us. You need to step it up for us. And speaking of stepping it up for us.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with my housewives being the butt of each other's jokes. That's mm-hmm. why they get paid the many thousands, tens of thousands, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the butt of your joke. Thanks very much, production.
Oh, why? Are we the butt of the
joke? We're the butt of the effing joke.
With what?
With this bullshit Melissa storyline. Like they've actually included us to be the butt of the joke for Melissa's bullshit storyline. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, production.
I was actually really pissed off this episode.
And we're not the only ones that's pissed. Everyone's pissed. Because we are now included in the punking. Now, the audience have been punked.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I felt punked.
You do not punk where you get your moolah from.
Yeah, I was so disappointed.
I was pissed. I was like, go fuck yourself, production. Obviously, we don't get the same production teams doing the different series, nor am I up on who does what. But Potomac Production loved us.
They treated us with respect.
Jersey Production told us to go scratch, basically.
I know. I was so excited. All I've ever wanted was for Melissa and Joe to divorce, and it looks like I'm not getting it.
I know. How would it be to have a season of watching Joe Gorga trying to pick up? That would just be fucking everything.
I would have loved that.
I know. I'd way better than freaking Teresa trying to pick up. Oh, and look. I counted the sexual innuendos because of Teresa.
There's a lot.
Can she just go and get laid and get off her high and mighty? I mean, she obviously has now. We know that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't need. Look, I love a horny housewife, like a la New York. It's hilarious. But the desperate horny housewife, not so fun for me.
The thing is, there are horny housewives just in a house full of women. Like, at least on New York, Ramona's out doing a lap of the restaurant.
That's right.
I was like, you're just telling me you're horny.
We get to see how bad her game is.
Shit, show me, don't tell me, Teresa.
That's right. Exactly. Show me who you are. I don't believe your words.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, Episode 3, Guys Gone Wild. And I was excited by that a little bit because I thought, oh, yay, we're going to see the men.
You love a boys' night.
I love it on Jersey. The Jersey house husbands, as I like to call them,
they bring
are
it.
Integral to our story. Yes, that's my dog barking. We're just going to deal. All right, so we're still at Lake George. It's the morning. Jennifer and Teresa go for a walk and the other ladies get ready for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's cooking breakfast with Margaret's assistant, Lexi, who is housewife adjacent. I mean, I'm not up for her.
No, like, me neither.
Look, she's fine being Margaret's assistant. I don't have anything against her. I did find it funny that she has an Australian accent, but apparently references later something about in England.
Is it an Australian accent?
She's a fucking Aussie who's probably spent some time in England.
She did a gap year.
And thinks it sounds better than, you know, I'm from the fucking Dapto.
Nimbin.
I don't Wing Dang or something. I don't know. So, but anyway, Melissa's making breakfast. They're kind of deciding that last night's dinner wasn't so bad, except for Jackie not being there. I'm like,
I know. I was so disappointed. I was like, God, I would have loved if after the dinner they'd gone home, had some drinks.
I know. Well, they kind of do that a little bit in this one. They're kind of drinking all in this episode. Look, they're getting along in this episode.
Yeah.
And I keep saying I wish housewives, groups of housewives would get along better. And yet when they do, I feel bored.
Yeah, I don't want them to get
along. I felt like this was a filler episode.
Oh, it was. It was filled with tie-dye. That's what it was filled with. I was so fucking sick of tie-dye. Get rid of it.
I know tie-dye's back, but I've had enough of it now.
I've had enough.
Thanks, Jersey.
But like, yeah, she had the tie-dye. What, like, were they... presents for everyone.
Yeah, that was part of the swag for Margaret.
But everyone else was wearing tie-dye.
I know.
There was multiple items of clothing that was tie-dye.
There was multiple, because tie-dye's in, man. She's back in.
I don't know.
Anywho, we get a flashy from last year when Dolores tells Jackie where to go and Jennifer and Melissa had a bust up and we see the glass go flying. So that's the whole thing. They're saying we're getting along better than last year on the cast trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming because of COVID, there's going to be a couple of little cast trips away. So we have to call this a cast trip, unfortunately. So there you go. And she's glad Jennifer apologised. And I'm like, you wouldn't have been glad for that apology last season because she did sort of try to apologise and then kept taking it back. But she's obviously over it. So Margaret calls Joe and tells him they're going for a boat ride. Thanks for that. And that she's sad that Jackie isn't there. I mean, stop being sad that Jackie's not there, because you all know that if Jackie was there, you'd be having a bad time.
Yeah. I mean, Margaret, I sort of suspect something's going on with her.
What do you mean?
Something I was picking up towards the end of the episode, so I don't have my notes right in front of me, but I was sort of thinking, Margaret, what side are you playing here? Like, she's saying a lot of things differently in confessionals than she is in person. And then when we get to the boys' night, you see what Joe's been telling people about the rumour. And I'm thinking, well, wherever Joe's hearing anything, that's from Margaret.
Obviously, yeah.
But what Joe's saying is different from what Margaret's saying. So I'm like, Margaret, who are you playing?
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
I love an unfounded conspiracy theory.
Of course, we both do. That's why we're here.
But I don't know. Just keep an eye on it.
Okay, I will, because I hadn't noticed. I will. So basically, out of the convo with Joe, he just says Teresa doesn't ever get anyone's points, so why bother? And I'm like, and that's why it's that Real Housewives, mm-hmm. because the men would just move on.
Yeah.
So Jennifer and Teresa come back from the walk. They're excited about breakfast. And look, I know that's a nothing thing, but I am always excited by the idea of coming home and having breakfast ready for me. It's never happened. Not once. Not in 22 years. Mm. So that really tickled my pickle, gotta say.
It looked a bit gross though.
Yeah, but when you're drinking all day,
you need
greasy food the next day. Like, look, obviously I don't eat the meat, but if I did and I went for a walk, like, who wants to walk after a boozy day?
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
So the fact that someone's like, made you the fry up, you'd just be like, this is the gods, man.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, I'd be up for it. So that's why I made a mention. As I said, 22 years, no breakfast ready for me, no nothing ready for me when I get home. So that would have excited the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I was just living the dream, basically. Looking at the
bacon on the paper towel, I was like, that's not, you know.
Well, it's better than bacon without the paper towel.
Well, you're right. It's just, takes away the glamour of
housewives. Growing up in my household, it was bread, slices of white bread underneath the bacon, and that's what you got to eat afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Or you'd just pick it up and put sauce on it. Fucking good memories of that. But anywho, and then Melissa again says how the dinner went well the night before, and Margaret says it's weird without Jackie. I mean, it's really not.
It's.
Have you missed her? I haven't missed her.
She lifts right out.
Yeah, like she does.
Yeah, I didn't miss her.
That is a good way to put it. She lifts right out. And I think let's just say it. She ain't coming back next season.
She's not coming back.
She's not coming back.
Like, I barely noticed she was in there. Remember that last season of Potomac when Karen wasn't in it for like 24 minutes and we were on edge?
Where is she?
Jackie, I didn't even notice.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, Jackie's going to say, you know, after the shit with Teresa, I decided not to come back. Bet you any money, production's like, come back, don't come back. We don't care.
We don't give a shit.
No, they're already hunting for someone better. This is why we get these little side characters like whatever her name is, the real estate agent.
Oh, yeah.
I keep calling her Melissa, but it's not. It's something else starting with M, whatever.
We need Evan to step up his game.
I know.
He needs to confront Teresa.
Well, because as it unfolds and it sort of, you know, proves what we suspected, it's not fucking Jackie that's got the problem. It's Evan that's got a problem. So therefore she has to have a problem because she's having a problem at home because of it.
Yeah, but get him involved. Like, if Joe Gorga's got a problem, he's there.
He's on the phone. They're on the speaker. He's going off. He's planning a thing. He's having a fight with the husband. Yeah. He gives us everything.
Yeah, participate in your storylines.
I know.
That's all I want.
I mean, he didn't even go to the boys' night that we find out they're having. Yeah, totes week. What a pussy.
Fuck Evan.
All right, and so back to the breakfast. We get our first sexual innuendo from Teresa when she eats a sausage. Like, I'm not even. You know what I mean? We get it. Just fucking get laid already, Teresa. We're over it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the problem with people who think that you need to be in a relationship in order to have sex. It's just painful for the rest of us until you fucking finally do. Anywho. And then, of course, Melissa again says how well the dinner went and it's weird without Margaret says it's weird without Jackie. And Teresa says that she's been thinking, that's always dangerous, that she's not going to call Jackie, that she says Jackie needs to apologise to her because she already apologised to Jackie. And I was like,
I don't think she did.
What the fuck? Like, what apology? And then we get the flashy from Margaret's house. That was when Teresa said that, well, half-heartedly apologised that she was sorry that she brought it up at Evan's party. That's it. That's all she's sorry about, which she's not sorry about
that.
She's not sorry. She ain't sorry. I maybe shouldn't have brought it up at the party, but have you ever heard the saying, where there's smoke, there's fire? On what planet does that make an apology?
Doesn't cancel it out. Like,
part of me was like, I kind of love that because I need something.
Yeah.
I'm bored at Lake George.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, they're barely even on the fucking lake.
Yeah, I know. It's like going to the Lake Illawarra, mate. It's something you drive past on the way down the coast.
It's just a body of water with a boat. You're right. Like,
I know. And then post-flashy, Teresa says if she didn't like my apology, she can stick it up her ass. All right.
All right. That should have been her tagline. That would have been great.
It's true. And she basically says that Jackie needs to move on and doubles down that for Jackie to get that worked up, it must mean that there's skeletons in her closet. I'm like, that's a stretch. Mm-hmm. But look, Teresa's like obtuse. We all know that. And I kind of like it on one hand because it's entertaining. But then on the other hand, I'm like, even her excuses are boring me. I'm a little disappointed in Jersey thus far.
If Jackie had gone on the trip, I think it would have been a different story.
Totally.
Would have been great.
Like, we're at the third episode and I feel like the first episode is the only episode. The first episode was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fan flip. And now 2 and 3, not so great.
Yeah.
4th better be fucking better.
Yeah.
And look, we're spoiled because Potomac didn't have a lull until we went...
Post-fight.
Until we went to wherever...
Portugal.
No, or no, not even before that they went away. Remember there were 4 days at the lake house?
Yeah. A lot of lake houses.
I'm over
this
lake
year.
Houses. I'm over fire pits.
This is the exact same as Dallas.
Yes.
The scary stories by the fire pit near the lake. Yeah. Like, oh, been there, done
I'm
that.
I'm over lakes. I'm over fire pits. You can't wear a glamorous outfit by the fucking lake. It's ridiculous. All right. Dolores, who, this is what I'm saying. I'm generally in line with Dolores because she said, she's seen Jackie get that fussed up. Over less, and I'm getting the sense that Dolores is over it, and so am I, loving Dolores.
She's great.
And in her confessional, Dolores goes, Jackie, I'll give you a reason to be upset. Go home after you hear the rumour, ask your husband if it's true, and he says, yeah, and now I'm leaving. I kind of giggled in a way of going, oh, that was fucking harsh, but secretly loved it.
Yeah.
And then thought, oh, is that what happened with you and Frank?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. Mm. That's probably exactly what happened.
So, but I don't disagree in this context because I'm starting to get over the merry-go-round of talking about it and not having Jackie there so it's her and Teresa's conversation.
Yeah.
Because everyone's been – they're trying to get Teresa to come and, like, drink the water. They know it's not going to happen. I'm like, okay, you did that once, no problem.
Yeah.
Are we going to have this again on episode 4? Can we just get the two people who are fighting to hash it out or explode even further? That's what I want.
Explode.
Yeah, explode. Melissa says they're beating a dead horse. Cannot believe I'm agreeing with Melissa. Mm. Obviously, she doesn't want people talking negatively about her friend and being included in that. You know, she knows Teresa's not going to see things differently, so why the fuck? And I kind of agree. So, blah, blah, blah. They go and get ready for the boat ride. Margaret says she'll do the dishes today. I like that, but not on the reg. And she gives us one of her laughs, her fake laughs, which I kind of like her fake laughs. I don't know. It's like, it's like a half-hearted cackle. I likes.
Like what RuPaul does after a lip sync.
He's always like, yeah, exactly. It's not funny. Exactly. And Teresa wants a shot before they go. And I did note the time because you like that.
It's 11 a.m.
It's the 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And Melissa's very excited about this. And Teresa turns up. And then we get Teresa's second sexual innuendo when she puts a strawberry in her mouth and feeds it into Dolores's mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, is that her way of saying thanks to Dolores for kind of sticking up for her? I don't know.
I just think it's 11 a.m. and she's mugging for the camera. Like, come on.
Oh, see, this is it. I feel that we're at a point now where these seasoned housewives, it's too contrived for the camera. We're even getting in other franchises that people think that they're one way on camera and another way not on camera, and that's in Dallas. So I'm like, maybe we need to shake it up, because right now Salt Lake City feels like the most real. And New York seems to be able to either confound or elevate, and makes me think that that's real. So
I think with a lot of them, they get on the show, then they turn into different people and they become delusional. With New York, they were always delusional.
Yeah.
So they're not changing from the show because they were already fucked up people.
And that's why we love about
them.
And
that's why they're real.
And they don't change. Like, Ramona doesn't give a fuck.
Because she's been the same.
And we love her for it. Mm-hmm. We love her for it. Oh, miss you, Ramona. Can't believe I said that. Okay, and then Margaret, strangely, I don't know if she feels left out, because she turns around and says they might be having group sex by the end of the day. I'm like,
you definitely won't be.
You're not no Atlanta ladies. Just stop pretending. Yeah. So they take their shot, except for Margaret, and then Jennifer makes some comment. I think Margaret says something like, who's going to throw up first? And Jennifer's like, I never throw up. And I'm like, is this why she can drink so much liquor? Because sidebar, back in the day when I used to go out all the time, at the end of the night you'd hit the strip clubs for the fun. And there was this one stripper who we became sort of friendly with. And because we were just sitting around talking to her, and certain strip clubs don't like that, you got to pay for a lap dance. So we did. And there was like 20 of us out. So we go in this room for this lap dance. She is flailing on the floor like fucking Gumby. I'm not kidding. Like Gumby falling all over herself. And we were like, oh my God, you're so drunk. She's like, yeah, I can keep drinking and drinking and not throw up. And I used to think that was a good thing until I saw this girl, and I'm just like, seriously, I would rather get to a point where I'm sick and take myself to bed.
Get the toxins out of you.
Yeah, not be falling all over the floor like we know Jennifer's going
She's
to.
She's going that way.
Yeah. And yeah, so this whole being proud of yourself and not throwing up, love, it's not a good thing. It just gives you more room to embarrass the shit out of yourself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you know, PSA for the day. All right, so they're in the bus on the way to the boat, and Margaret tells the ladies that the boys are all getting together, and she hopes that Joe doesn't drink, which is bullshit. Of course he's going to drink. And then we get the flash of him throwing up at the base of the tree, blah, blah, who cares. But she does make some funny little reference and says, because last time he was gorged.
I thought that was cute.
And then Jennifer tries to steal her thunder and try to be funnier than her, and then said, Bill enjoys being gorgified. It's like, you know what? Margaret already came up with gorged.
Yeah.
Now you want to start gorgified. No one's clapping after you, sweetheart. Just stop trying to get a laugh off someone else's coattails, right?
You're not at improv. Stop ending.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And see, that's the thing. I like Jennifer when she's herself. I find her funny. But when she tries to be funny, it's just a punish. I just stop trying to be the more popular kid. Let people get a laugh.
Yeah, just be in your little niche in this Housewives series and just own it.
And let the other girls get their laugh. You don't have to be the funniest, most popular girl all the time.
Yeah.
You're not the funny fat kid anymore, sweetie. You got that shit sucked out of you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Honestly. So they get off the boat. They're sitting down to lunch and cocktails. Teresa gets a call from her realtor. So this is this other chick who, I don't know if they're trying to like have her be a friend of. I don't care. I'm not a fan. And we get a flashy of her though, saying obviously she's moving out. And it's sad because this is the house where her kids grew up, but she's ready for a new beginning and a fresh start. I'm like, you're not sad. You've already shacked up with someone.
Yeah.
Like, stop trying to like go with this whole like, I'm a good mum. I might be a fuck wit, but I'm a good mum. We get it. None of your kids are in prison. You're a good mum.
Yeah.
Whatevs. I did notice that they got two orders of shrimp cocktail, and I'm like, sweetheart, that's like a fucking entree. I hate it when housewives order sweet fuck all food. That pisses me off.
There was a lot of shrimp on the menu.
Shrimp cocktail is not a lunch when you've been drinking all day. It's a fucking entree. Where's your carbs? someone else got coconut shrimp. Okay, that's a bit more carby. And then Teresa eats like a normal person. She gets crab cakes and the fish wrap. So at least we've got someone ordering an entree and a mate. That made me happy. And then they talk about virtual schooling because of COVID.
Don't give a shit.
No one cares. But what I did like, Melissa tells the girls it was Antonia's birthday the day before, and Teresa sort of sighs. She kind of sighs and half rolls her eyes, and it's like the fact that it was Antonia's birthday.
Her niece. Yeah.
We know that these two families rarely spend any time together.
Mm.
And it's like, I bet you any money she had no idea that it was Antonia's birthday. Because she kind of half rolls her eyes like, oh, now we're getting Melissa's storyline almost. And not on, I don't know. I just feel like Teresa doesn't like it unless it's about her. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
But anyway, the daughter's got a boyfriend. And then, and again, I feel like Teresa has an issue because she's trying to like laugh it off like she's just talking and having a combo, but it's always a dig at Melissa because she's like, oh, I don't want any boys touching my daughters. It's like, are you making a dig at Melissa for letting her daughter have a boyfriend? It's like, go fuck yourself.
And it's like, Teresa, do you really think your daughters don't have boyfriends?
I know, come on. And then, so I think it's funny because Melissa kind of does the same thing back in a half-hearted joking way, saying that it was Melania who said to her, oh, you've got to be nicer to the boyfriend and he doesn't pressure Antonia to have sex because everyone's having sex.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Teresa laughs. But you know that's an issue. Like, that was them having secret digs at each other, right? Okay, yes, good. I thought it was just me. That's fantastic.
They hate each other.
Yeah, exactly. So Margaret tells the ladies that she lost her virginity at 15. Melissa said it was 18. And Dolores and Teresa aren't saying and pull the card they always pull, which is we're old school.
Well, with Margaret losing her virginity at 15.
Yeah, with a boyfriend.
Is it that with a boyfriend? Because I know in the preview.
She said it was her boyfriend.
In the preview, it gets a bit.
Yeah.
For next week, something about her, like maybe being sexually assaulted.
Well,
and
being
I was like,
groomed.
Groomed.
We'll get to that.
So I don't know if there's more to that story.
Well, that I think she said she was 20 when that happened.
Oh, she was 20 when that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
So, yeah. And then randomly, Dolores says that there was a time she couldn't leave. It was just random. It's like it was edited out and we didn't know how we got to it. So I shouldn't say random. I just think the edit wasn't that good. And she said there was a time she couldn't leave her men because she thought they'd cheat on her. I'm like, well, obviously, because Frank cheated on you continually through your relationship. That's a fair enough assessment. But then Melissa puts her hand up sort of and says, oh, that's me. That Joe kind of puts the fear of God into her and says, oh, you're going to go out with your friends and I'm going to go out too. And I'm like, that's just insecurity and jealousy. Like, that's got nothing to do with you, Melissa. That's got everything to do with him, which is probably why he's constantly commenting on his virility because he probably doesn't have any.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. Like, the fact that you let him do that and don't you don't correct him, which I'm sure in her head she's thinking as if. Like, I think that's a really sweet thing to do. I don't know. Anywho, I just thought that was really fucked up. And I agree with Jennifer. Second time in a row I've agreed with Jennifer when she says that she wouldn't like to have a relationship where she's always wondering where her man is. She's like, it's – and Jennifer's sort of sitting there like you can tell by her facial expressions and by her words, but more I felt by her body language that was just being insecure in your relationship was just a very foreign concept to her. It's like, who has time for that?
I thought it was quite refreshing when Jennifer was like, yeah, we've got that relationship. And I was like, good
like,
for you.
Like, you're going out, good for you. Text me when you're on the way home. I'm like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre that I'm starting to come around on Jennifer and feel like, yeah, she's actually, for all her like bullshit taglines, etc., I wonder if her home life is very normal and her showiness and all that is literally just, again, I guess what I kind of said before, which is she was popular by being loud and obnoxious. And so that's what she goes to all the time within her female relationships. But I wonder if she's not like that at home at all.
Yeah, she might be chill.
I'd kind of like to get to know the more chill, naturally funny Jennifer.
We won't,
but it might be nice. And then, of course, Teresa sticks up for Joe. It's just like she hates Melissa.
She wants to fuck Joe.
Yeah, you've said that before.
She does.
Oh, okay.
It's a creepy relationship. Let's just move on.
And then she brings up the fact that she was out and saw him out once and they sort of started hanging out together and they went to a strip club And she, oh, again with her words, her digs at Melissa. Melissa must have a tracker on him because as soon as he walked into the strip club, she called him. Melissa just doesn't take the bait with these anymore. Anyway, so apparently Melissa asked Joe where he was. He didn't want to say and said to Teresa, you talk to her, but don't tell her where I was. Really, dude?
Yeah, that was fucked.
That was fucked. Anyway, I mean, the whole thing was fucked. That whole combo was fucked. I just think it's setting us up for other stuff down the track in the season because I'm like, why are we wasting our time with
or
this combo?
Or they're punking us again.
Yeah, or they're punking us again. Why are you wasting our time with that conversation? Seriously. So this boat ride, it's not a boat. It's a floating tiki bar.
Right.
What is it with the franchises of Housewives? Whenever they say boat ride, we are assuming the ladies are expecting some lavish yacht and it's always a fucking bar, a barge, a fishing boat.
A junk boat
and now a fucking floating tiki bar. Like we're not in the Bali and we're not in the big pool at the big resort. I don't want a floating tiki bar.
Mm-mm.
I just fucking don't.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, they're supposed to be rich housewives. I don't want to be on a fucking straw floaty.
They all paid $40 each for that boat
exactly.
ride. Like, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Ugh. And then this massive boat where, not that I'd want to be on that, it's like the Riverboat Queen
goes by. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I'd rather be on that, but I don't know, much of a muchness. Whatever. They're on the tiki bar. They get drunk or they're starting to get drunk. They do seem pretty happy with it. I mean, they're happy with a bus. They're happy with the tiki bar.
It's COVID, so they're like, woohoo, out of the house.
Fair enough. So Teresa gives us our third sexual innuendo and says she wants to get Margaret drunk so that we can see her new tatas. Whatever. I'm like, show me the tatas. I don't care. Whatevs.
I'm sure you could just say to Margaret, like in the bathroom, hey,
Show me your tatas.
Hey, how are your tits going? And yeah, she'll show you.
Probably. Like, so then Dolores says they're going to get Joe back for lying to Melissa with Teresa, which I guess is why we got that bullshit scene when you think about it. And they decide to call Joe and play a prank on him and give him the impression that Melissa was cheating on him. With what just happened with Jackie, what the fuck? And Jennifer actually brings it up in confessional. I agree.
She's like, it's a bad idea.
I thought it was tacky.
So tacky.
And kind of like if that had happened to me, like if I'm at home and my partner's at a boys' trip and they decide to do that to me, I'd be like, can you guys go fuck yourselves?
If I was Melissa, I'd be like, actually, let's not do this.
Yeah, we're not doing that. If I was with my girlfriends, that's not funny.
It's not funny. That's the thing. It wasn't funny.
No, I'm not impressed.
I wasn't along for that ride and it just kept going and going.
I was with you.
Pissed off.
I'm pissed off too. And that's the thing. I'm punked as an audience member and it's actually not funny.
It's not funny.
This whole fucking season is about cheating rumor and now you want to do this for fun?
I know. And like Teresa did too good of a job at lying to her brother.
You think?
And it's just like...
And the thing is, I'm like, Melissa, do you want to open up that can of worms now that Teresa knows? Okay, so let's just get into it. That was the prank to that point. They did us dirty. And you're right. Teresa did such a good job. And I wrote in my notes, Melissa, now Teresa knows that this is a prank that she can pull. Therefore, she can now convince... And Joe even says in his confessional, if it was anyone else, I wouldn't have bought it, but that was my sister. Yeah. Teresa's going to see that and put that in her back pocket. Now she can bring up a rumour that Melissa was cheating on you and you're going to buy it. And quite frankly, we're all going to buy it with that performance.
Yeah.
That was fucking Emmy Award winning daytime TV performance.
How many times did we watch the previews? Never would have guessed that it was a lie.
No, never. She's a fucking great liar.
It's scary.
I know. So now when she says she didn't do anything wrong to get in jail, we all know 100% without doubt she was fucking lying.
Lock her up, I say.
Ching, ching. Oh, God.
What about him? Like he clearly was hooked in because he was speaking Italian back
That's
at her.
That's what Melissa says in her confessional. You know he believed her because he was speaking in Italian. And then later on he says, I had my kids in the car. Exactly. You believed.
And she was sort of like, I feel like she was sort of a bit like, oh, I can't believe he believed straight away. And I was like, well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
You gave him every, like, you sat there and let Teresa tell him this.
100%.
Why would he think that's a prank? Because it's not funny. It's not cute. It's not clever.
No, it's not at all.
It doesn't serve any purpose.
I mean, a funnier prank, and obviously this isn't funny, but a funnier prank would be Melissa fell off the boat. We can't find her.
That would have been
hilarious. Because she's a fucking princess.
Yeah.
She was wearing too many, like, too much of a floaty out, not floaty, but she was wearing too much of a dressy outfit and fell and got smashed and fell overboard. Because we know what Melissa's like when she gets smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I'm not into this. And even Margaret says in her confessional that she was mesmerized by how good of a liar Teresa is. And I'm like, but that doesn't make it funny.
No.
In the end, Teresa, before she gets off the phone, she tells Joe that he was punked. And his reaction was pretty subdued. I think he was in the shock of it all.
Yeah, I think so.
And he knows he's on camera, even if it's just audio, and doesn't want to necessarily go off, maybe. Because I'd just be like, fuck you, and I'd hang up.
Yeah.
Joe says, as I said in his confessional, you got me. He goes, you guys are corny, which I thought was not the correct adjective to use. But then he calls them all morons. Look, he took it better than I would have. That's all I'm saying. He was a good sport.
He might have had his feelings a little bit hurt, and that's why he didn't react like we would have expected, I feel.
Yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't be putting ideas in Teresa's head if I was you, Melissa. I'd be watching out.
Yep.
Anyway, boat trip done. They're in the bus going back to the house, and basically they're all smashed.
Mm.
They walk in the door, and we get another innuendo about teabagging. Melissa's trying to, like, ride that joke about Teresa. Teresa is not teabagging anyone. We know she's had no sex since Joe. We know we believe her because of how fucking horny she is.
But no one's teabagging anyone. Like, that's no. It's a joke sexual activity.
Exactly.
Like, it's not real.
Yeah, I know. Ew.
Teabagging. Like, no one does that.
I know. What's next? Oh, Melissa tells, again, they're drunk. Melissa tells Margaret to show them her boobs.
I hated this.
And then she pulls her dress down.
So fucking wrong.
I'm like, exactly. I mean, Margaret, I was like upset going, that's not okay. But
it
then,
was aggressive.
But then Margaret starts walking around without pulling her dress up and just like, oh, you want to see? Like, you know, like it's a 1950s movie and her tits are the cigarette box. Like, you want a light? You want some matches? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
But if Margaret wants to show her tits, go for it. Yeah, I know. Don't have someone else rip your top down.
No, I wouldn't be impressed.
And then when someone else tried to do it to Melissa, she was like, oh no! And fuck off, well, double standard
we
bitch.
We know they're fake. Everything on Melissa's fake. And that's fine. I'm not enjoying the ladies. I'm not.
No one's green with envy over you, Melissa.
No one is green with envy.
No one.
Ugh. Blah, blah, blah. They keep drinking. And then, so I was just saying a minute ago that Teresa does these not so subtle shady digs at Melissa. But you know what? She is right. Melissa does do them back because Melissa tells Teresa she's an alcoholic and needs help. She's a single mum who's, you're right, she is drinking more, et cetera, at the moment. She's letting loose and having fun. And on national television, you're calling her an alcoholic while she's drunk after she suggested shots at 11 a.m. So, yes, her drinking is definitely amped up. But we all know Teresa's like, what her life is like at the moment. She's not with her kids. She's going to do all that drinking in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
I've seen it when I'm away with other people, other women who are mothers.
Yep.
They drink the entire time because for the next 6 weeks when they're home, they can barely get a rosé in.
To say alcoholic, like that's a big word.
Like I can muck around with my friend and say, but I'm not on the TV.
Yeah.
There's not a crowd of millions observing and then it's not in the Daily Mail the next day.
Like I'd say saying Teresa's an alcoholic is the same as saying that Jackie's husband cheats. Like really?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I was surprised Teresa just laughed it off.
Yeah, I know. But
probably because she was drunk.
She'll bring it up because that's the thing with Teresa. She doesn't necessarily get things straight at the away. Time. Yeah. But like 2 weeks down the track, she's going to have a fucking issue with it.
Yeah.
I mean, so when she says Melissa does that too, I always go, no, not like you do, Teresa. And I'm like, actually, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much as Teresa. But yeah, I wouldn't have been happy with that at all. Not at all. All right. So Melissa calls Joe and we get – one of the things I did notice, we get a shot of her engagement ring, that massive rock on her finger. I'm like, are they just setting us up for them to actually have a fight later? Because we do know from previews that they kind of have a little tiff when he's like, aren't you going to wait for me? And she says no.
Oh, in that.
So I'm like, is this the fight to come?
I don't know. So.
Production's
pissing me off.
Because
there's also that bit where Joe's like, my wife is 100% fucking correct or something.
Yeah,
so it's
I know. I'm not buying shit. I'm not buying shit.
I don't trust them.
No, I don't either. She suggests that Joe calls Evan to invite him to the boys' night and he says he texted him but Evan said he was busy. And I'm like,
bullshit.
You're not allowed to do that, Evan. Sorry. Jennifer goes to Dolores' room to chat and they start talking about this realtor, Michelle, that I keep thinking her name's Melissa. And she tells Jennifer, P.S., Melissa's in the fucking ensuite in the room.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Shady production. Anyway, she says she was talking to this Michelle at Evan's party and then the Michelle tells Jennifer that Joe Gorga owes her husband money. And then we get the flashy of the scene that we saw in the preview. So it was at Evan's party. There's no other party.
Did we get a figure?
She says in this episode, tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, that's
and
a
I'm going to say allegedly. So we find out that it was, I'm like, what is he owing money for? I assumed for something to do with construction. But no, it's to do with an event where he appeared at as a motivational speaker at an event that was Joe's brainchild called Growing with Gorga. So, of course, I Googled Growing with Gorga. Mm. This is on their website. Grow with Gorga is an innovative community focused on growing in life as a real estate professional, becoming inspired to take action and networking to build lifelong relationships that will change your life. So basically, Joe's trying to set himself up as a motivational speaker where he talks basically coming from a probably not wealthy family to growing his empire and how you do that and be a family man, et cetera, et cetera. The tickets are worth $149 USD or $299 USD. Presumably that's with a meet and greet.
Who's going to this?
People who are obsessed with Joe Gorga.
Who's?
I don't know. People have gone.
What?
Anyway, so this guy was speaking at the event and she says tens of thousands of dollars. Now, motivational speakers can get paid tens of thousands of dollars, but generally it's like max 10, 15. Like it's unless what he's done is unless – I forgot to look up how many events that he'd had.
He might have done multiple.
He's probably done a dozen events and the guy probably spoke at a few of them. So maybe he was paying him, let's say, $5K a pop.
Yeah.
So it might be he's never paid him. I'm like, but who goes to the second or the third event –
get the money up front. That's what I always say.
Who goes to the, like, if I'm like getting paid $5K to speak at your event and we're up to event 3 or 4 and you haven't paid me, there ain't going to be an event 5 or 6.
No.
So this guy's a fucking idiot because you get paid for the events from your guests before the event starts. And there's probably, these aren't sellouts, I'm assuming. They're probably selling tickets on the day. So by the end of the day, you're getting paid. I don't understand what's going on here. So I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what Joe says.
Exactly.
But I did appreciate Jennifer coming out with the confessional tea. Like,
yeah, me
doing
too.
The Giselle Bryan of the season.
I know,
just being you want to hear the rumors? Here's the rumors.
I like this. Exactly. And here's the rumors with actual like tea spilled because the woman was at the event. We've got the evidence that it actually came from someone. She ain't making it up like Teresa.
Yeah.
That's right. So in the confessional, Jennifer says this isn't the first time she's heard this about Joe. So this is her excuse as to why she's bringing it up. I mean, she's bringing it up because production got it on fucking camera from Evan's party.
Yeah.
And they probably sat her down in confessional, asked her, and she probably said, I don't want to talk about it. And they went, it's too late. It's on camera. So you got to talk about it.
Jennifer said, all right.
All right. And this is why I'm doing it. And then she shares that Joe recently posted on Insta or wherever about some big kitchen reno he did. And then the person who actually did the reno called him out on it. I did know about that.
Oh.
So yeah, the person that actually did the reno literally was like, tagged themselves, showed their images, blah, 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 that they did this kitchen reno. So I did think it was funny, though. That's not, literally, you're like, look at a kitchen I did, and someone's like, no digger, I did it. Like, are you an idiot?
It's so easily fact-checked.
Are you an idiot? Yeah. Dude. Anyway, after that, we're finally with the guys. And I say finally because that's what the episode title was.
Did you enjoy the scene with the guys?
No, no, it not was much. A bit flat. It was a bit lackluster. I did notice that they're obviously taking lots of shots, so they're getting pretty trashed. But they were playing with $25 chips. And at one point, the bet was $1,500 in the pot. It? So these guys are literally at the end of the night. Like, the pot was $1,500. I don't know how many rounds of poker they played. I don't know if it was all for show and they actually didn't. But if it was a real game of poker, the guys would have been bringing a few grand.
Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, who knows? It might have just been for camera. I don't know. This is what I mean. I'm so sus on production now that they're spoiling my fun. Like, they're spoiling my make-believe, goddammit.
Did Bill really eat all of that wasabi? We'll never know.
Yeah, production is fucked. They need to look to fucking Potomac for some tips, honestly. And again, I keep writing such and such randomly says because they're just editing really poorly. Because all of a sudden it appears random. Obviously, it's probably not. Frank asks, have any of their wives brought up the subject of bringing another woman home? And again, look, I know it's not a big deal, but for these guys it is because they're so old school and funny. And then they just giggle and take a shot. And I'm like, I want to know where that convo came from. Like, if you're going to name...
I assume straight boys just talk about that shit all the time,
Of course they do. Of course they do. Joe says that he's been faking his night and tells them the same joke that Teresa punked him with. He's trying to punk the guys with it. I'm like, this isn't funny. But anyway, I mean, it could be funnier in the broader context of a funny evening, but the evening wasn't funny. Anyway, about Melissa flirting with another guy and says that the bottom line, and then he kind of just gets straight to the punchline and says, the bottom line is, guys, I got punked. They all cheers and take another shot. And that's basically all that happened. I'm like, the title of the episode is about this guys getting together. And apart from the fact that, you know, they kind of taking shots, laughing at each other.
Someone ate was it the tequila worm that
someone ate? Joe shoves the tequila worm down Frank's face. They make him eat wasabi. And
they were pouring drinks with the finger in the bottle. Did you see that? What the fuck was that? They were like pouring the shot, but the finger was like stuck in the bottle so it only dribbled out. Is that a technique?
I don't know, but I don't want to be...
It was gross.
Guys, like, are eating with their hands. They're not washing. These guys,
They
don't wash their hands. They're chucking a pee, holding their dicks, not washing their hands. And then they've got their finger. I mean, I'm assuming that the alcohol probably killed whatever on their fingers, but.
I don't know. It was really strange. It was like a full close-up shot of it. And I was like, what's going on here?
Production. These guys are not getting an Emmy.
No.
They're not getting an Emmy like the production.
They're not even getting a
Golden
Globe.
They're not getting a Golden Globe like they're going to in Atlanta. Look, episode one was fantastic, but it was all because of Teresa. And as much as I was like, fuck you, Teresa, she's the only one giving me something this season.
Yeah. But with the Joe, how do you say his name? Gugino? What's Margaret's husband's last name? Benino?
Yeah. I just call him Joe B.
Joe B. So the whole discussion about him having heard the rumors about Evan.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even fucking write any of that down.
I just thought it's interesting to note, because he says he's heard it when he's got girls
at
his house.
Right.
And I was like,
yes. So he says, I've heard them talking about it in my house. And then you're just sitting there going, whoa. And then we find out from later that from Margaret in confessional that, yes, Joe heard me and the girls talking about it after Jackie was there. That's all. That's the impression Margaret gives us. Whether that's true or not, that's the impression Margaret gives us.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting that they're all like, no, we've never heard it. But Joe B has.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
And I was just like, oh, okay, Margaret. So you're talking about it at home.
But you hadn't heard it before. Or is it? I'm pretty sure.
I don't think if it was after... Joe could say, oh, yeah, Teresa and Jackie were at my house and she was screaming, cunt, 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 cunt.
Yeah.
That's different to saying, oh, I had heard the rumours.
It's
like you heard the confrontation about the rumours.
I don't know.
I'm just like, oh, okay, what's Margaret not telling us?
I do. Yeah, okay, fair enough. We do need to keep an eye on it. Let's see what slips out. And then they take a vote on whether they think that Evan is faithful. I'm like, really?
I know.
Yes, I love you guys on this show, but you don't get a vote.
Who are you?
You're the house husbands. You don't get a fucking vote.
What are you doing with these results? What is this straw poll you're conducting?
I know. Like, who do you think you are? Eurovision?
Yeah, like, you're not so, Eurovision.
Oh, honestly. And yeah, that's right. They finish with the entire bottle of tequila and it's got a worm in it and Joe pushes it into Frank's face. And I'm like, Joe, you just love getting touchy and feely. When are you coming out, honestly? Yeah.
Loves a worm in the mouth.
Yeah. Or he loves putting a worm in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're idiots. I do love them. I think they were a good reprieve from Lake George, but that scene didn't give me life. That's all I'm saying.
Didn't give me anything.
No. All right, and we're back at Lake George.
I know.
I'm over Lake George. George can eat a dick. And they get food delivered. And the one thing that annoyed me even further is the ladies, look, the food gets delivered and Margaret and Melissa go on the balcony to have a chat. I can't do that. When food is delivered,
eat it.
I cannot handle someone finishing what they're doing. I'm like, get the fucking TV ready because I want to start eating immediately.
Yeah.
I can't be like, food's here, let's go have a chat. On what planet does that happen?
No,
I don't know. It angered me. Get to the food. All right. So, but anywho, sidebar, Margaret and Melissa called Jackie because they miss her. No, they don't. Whatever. They want to see how she's doing. No, they don't. Whatever.
No one wants to see how she's just doing.
No one cares. No one cares.
And she's like, Evan is disgusted. And I was like, I don't care about Evan.
Evan, I know. He's the least interesting person on this show.
Maybe
no
if
one
he
cares.
Showed up to the boys' night, I'd care a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. If you're not going to show up, you don't get a say.
And she's like, she needs Teresa to clear his name. And
what?
I'm like,
no,
what?
She needs Teresa to call him and apologize and say it was a lie and then he'll be okay. We don't care how Evan feels.
I mean.
Okay, take a breath.
He can clear his own name by saying Teresa's a manipulative liar.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
has a history of spreading shit.
And yeah, I know.
Like,
and,
there, name clear.
I know, it's true. Laugh it off. If he went to the boys' night and went, I don't give a shit, like, she's full, sorry, Joe, your sister's full of shit. If he turned around and broke the fourth wall and said, Joe,
yeah.
your sister's full of shit, she's doing it for a storyline because now that her ex-husband is out of the picture and this can't be a storyline anymore,
yep.
she's pulling something out of her ass, your sister's an idiot, then they can have a fight and then that would be something.
That's all he needs
to do.
Do
you remember back in the day when every time they'd have these boys' nights, there'd be a physical bust-up? It'd yes. be fucking great. They'd be all loving on each other. They'd be in the salamis. And then they would have a bust-up or the ladies would be having a bust-up.
Yeah.
Then the guys would get in. It was the only show when the guys got involved in the women's problems that it was hilarious because you'd see these two little shorty Oompa Loompas going at each other and it was amazing.
And there's like a christening in the background and the priest is watching.
Or like, hair dyes all over someone. Because it looks like boot polish. It gave us everything.
I know. This has been disappointing.
So disappointing. I want to see men as tall as fucking high tables at the McDonald's going at each other.
Yep.
Nothing's going on. That's the thing. Jackie's like, Teresa has to call Evan and apologize. Whatever. Melissa says that's not going to happen, but only if Jackie apologizes first for the analogy. And then Jackie says, oh, no. No, 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 no. Anyway, there were five no's. I think I did six. They get off the phone and go eat. Oh, yeah. And then Teresa asks what they were doing. They're like, we're on the phone to Jackie. They tell Teresa what Jackie says that Evan says. And then Teresa says she has no backbone and she's fucking weak and she might have an inkling that her husband is cheating. And I was so impressed that Teresa knew the word inkling and could use it correctly in a sentence. So impressed.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And
did you notice Melissa doing the little shh, like had her finger over her mouth, like looking at... Yeah, so halfway through Teresa's tirade, they quickly cut to Melissa and she's got a finger over her lips like this, as in shush, like stop talking, Teresa, and then they cut away and they don't make many reference to it.
Oh.
And I'm like, is this just more passive aggression or like what's Melissa, is she just trying to shut Teresa up?
I don't know. Oh, that's odd. I didn't notice that. And what is funny, thanks Teresa, she says she's never in her life experienced this. How many more times are we going to get the flashback of her being the Jackie in the scenario where Kim D was the her?
Yeah.
Was it Kim D, Kim G? I don't know which one. One of the Kims.
They have so much footage of Teresa to just throw in her face.
I know.
It's so funny.
But the thing is, as funny as it is, in the reunion, she's going to fob it off with some nonsensical statement.
And Andy will just be like, okay.
And he'll be like, okay, let's move on. It's yeah. Are these shows getting predictable? Are we like talking ourselves out of enjoying these shows? Like, is it our fault?
I mean, they can still catch us off guard every now and then, like with the cunt.
I know, that was everything. You're right. I feel like they spoilt us off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're the spoilt brats, we just are, like Teresa.
We are pretty cynical with them.
Yes.
Like, whenever they do anything, we're like, oh, storyline.
Yeah, it's true. But then, you know, again, we're getting life at Salt Lake City. I just think it's we need greener housewives. That's what it is. We need grit because the greener they are, the less they can hide who they really are. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Is natural authenticity. And I don't know if I can use those two words together, but, you know, I am talking about Teresa all day. So.
Oh, and the episode's still fucking going, basically.
I know. So, anyway, Teresa doubles down and says, this happens to her all the time and she doesn't care because she didn't care because she was secure in her marriage. Cannot believe she actually spat those words out.
Seriously.
And then, of course, Margaret in confessional says, FYI, her husband was cheating on her and she wasn't calm about it. So it's nice to hear those bits. It is.
See, but that's something another thing Margaret would say in confessional but never in person.
I know. It's well, it's going to come up in reunion.
Yeah, that's true.
So Teresa gets pissed and says, oh, my God, I'm going to blow my casket. And they all laughed.
They're like, oh, this dumb bitch.
Look, I am enjoying the fact that that collectively they're not hiding how stupid Teresa is. Because if it was just one of them, Teresa would have a go. But it's all of them. What can she do? We get another fuck Jackie. She's weak. Thanks, Teresa. Look, Teresa's not wrong.
I know, but we just needed Jackie there. I know I've said it and I'm going to say it a million times, but if she was there, this would have been great.
I know. And then what I did find funny, because in her confessional, Teresa has this sort of confused tone in her voice and she's starting to get the sense that Jackie thinks that it was Teresa that made up the rumour.
Of course it was.
It's taken her two episodes to get there, but she's really she's playing into the playing dumb.
Yeah.
Because she knows. She says there's no way she's calling Jackie or Evan until she gets an apology about the analogy. Well, she doesn't say the analogy, but about how she spoke about her daughter. But she never mentions that she would reciprocate with an apology, only that she would talk to Evan if she got an apology. So Melissa tells them that Jackie said she's absolutely not apologizing, and now Dolores is pissed. And she says she doesn't get why Jackie won't apologize if all she wants is an apology. Give one to get one. Teresa gets up and acts like she is going to storm out and calls them assholes and says she feels like she's being attacked. They can go fuck themselves. Melissa runs after her. Dolores is mad. They all run after Teresa and basically decide that they're going to drop it, and that's the cue for them to basically go and start drinking, go make a fire and have s'mores.
Another fucking fire pit.
And another fire pit. This is where we get the fire pit and the tie-dye. So you're just going to be annoyed for a little while longer. Okay, so none of them seem to know how to make a fire.
We needed Monique Samuels
there. We did. Teresa says Graham Crapper instead of Graham Cracker. And, I mean, I don't even think Graham Cracker is right. It's Graham.
Oh, I think it's pronounced Graham, though.
That's just how Americans pronounced Graham.
Oh.
It's Graham flour. That's why it's called a Graham cracker.
Oh, my God.
It's made from Graham flour. Graham. It's spelled G-R-A-H-A-M.
I thought it was like a brand name.
So they decide they're having a great time. I'm like, they keep getting into little arguments and then stop arguing and then decide they're having a great time. I'm like, I'm glad you're having a great time because I ain't fucking having a great time.
Not with that fucking tie-dye salting my eyes.
I know. Teresa says they're having a great time because, get ready,
Jackie's not here.
No, because she doesn't dwell on shit.
Oh, no, bullshit.
And then they all start laughing even harder. And then just like Dallas, there's a weird noise in the bushes. Teresa pretends she's scared to scare them, and they all run inside, and Melissa throws and smashes her wine glass. I do love the fact that even if they are a little bit freaked out, because it's, you know, scared of the dark or whatever, they all run off and leave Melissa on her own because she is the true Nigel of the group.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm like, Jennifer, you don't need to try so hard. Melissa's the one that everyone could give two fucks about the most after fucking Jackie. And Jackie's barely a cast member at this point.
She's barely.
We got a scene of her cutting a kid's hair. Boo hoo.
I did enjoy how that Margaret's intern lady, she was like, what do animals sound like?
What?
When they were talking about the noise in the bush, she was like, what do animals sound like?
Oh my God, really? I missed
that. She didn't say a specific animal. She was like, what do animals sound like?
Are they just drunk and trying like, to pretend that they're not really drunk? Because let's face it, they've been drinking a lot this day. Why don't they just be New York and just act like drunk morons?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
Because that's I just want the validation that when I'm drunk at this age, I can behave like that too.
Yeah.
And that's the episode.
I just felt like I watched Dallas again,
fucking
honestly.
Fucking disappoint. And it wasn't as good as Dallas.
No.
And like,
they
when
didn't have
have
a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
When have you ever said that?
I know.
Right? Anyway, let's just get through the last tidbits.
Yeah.
Next time, they're still at the lake. Margaret, and this is sad. This is when basically Margaret reveals she was groomed by her first boss when she was 20.
Yeah.
Just like, I want to see what the discussion around that is. Because I'm disturbed. I've got a
sure,
icky face. Not that I'm upset that they're discussing it. I just, you know, I've just been ragging on them the whole episode. I just want to move. Jennifer tells Melissa about Joe not paying that guy. Definitely want to see what comes of that. And Jackie tells Evan that if the ladies don't have her back, there's no point being there. And I'm like, good, go home.
So we got a visual on Jackie.
Yeah, we got a visual on Jackie basically giving that's herself it. An out if she gets fired.
Yeah.
Really, that's it. Sorry, I feel like I've just been bitching this whole episode.
Well, no, I'm pretty much with you there. It was a disappointing episode. I feel like they fucking played us.
That's what it is. Disappointing episode is one thing. Being pissed at production with a disappointing episode is another. Production, you've got to do better.
And
Andy Cohen, you need to fire some people, and it's not necessarily the people on the show.
And, like, I was on board. Start of the episode, I was like, all right, breakfast shots,
yeah,
great.
I'm
I was like,
fine.
Oh, a tiki boat. I can even get on board with a tiki boat.
I could get on board with a tiki boat.
But as soon as they were like, it's a prank, I was like,
go
you lost me.
Go fuck yourself.
I am so
not to be the butt of your jokes. I am the butt of my joke in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be the butt of the joke on Housewives.
So how dare they? How dare they?
Fucking disappointed.
The audacity.
The audacity.
Who are you to get me wet?
And on that note,
bye.